الحمد لله رب العالمين، صلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا. ثم أما بعد، we're still reading from hadith from the book of الصدق, the chapter on truthfulness. إمام النووي رحمه الله تعالى, he highlights hadith number 4 in this series and hadith number 57 in the book. عن أبي ثابت وقيل أبي سعيد وقيل أبي الوليد سهل ابن حنيف رضي الله عنه وارضاه وهو بدري. So Sahl ibn Hanif radiallahu anhu warda, who attended the Battle of Badr with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he highlights that why, because the people of Badr were very special, very 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 special, and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he always when he have a specific, let's say, occasions, and he highlights people's status, the people of Badr has a very unique and special status, and even to the extent that whenever someone does something wrong, he or Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam defend that person by saying, didn't he witness the Battle of Badr? Wasn't he on Badr? He said, yeah, he was. I said, okay, just leave him. As if being there at the Battle of Badr was something, subhanAllah, of again, a very unique status. So he highlights here that Sahl ibn Hanif radiallahu anhu warda was Badri, attended the Battle of Badr. Qala anna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam qal, man sa'al Allah ta'ala ash-shahadata bi sidq بلغه الله منازل الشهداء وإن مات على فراشه رواه مسلم. In this hadith, he says the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam saying, if with truth and sincerity anyone ask Allah subhanahu wa taala for martyrdom, Allah will raise him to the high status of the martyrs, even if he dies on his bed. رواه مسلم. I repeat, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, قال من سأل الله تعالى الشهادة بصدق بلغه الله منازل الشهداء وإن مات على فراشه. If with truth and sincerity anyone asks Allah for martyrdom, Allah will raise him to the high status of the martyrs, even if he dies on his bed. رواه مسلم. May Allah grant us this status, Ya Rabbil Alameen. Why is that status so important, Jama'ah? It's one of the highest status anyone can reach in Islam. Didn't the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم speak about al-jihad fi sabilillah? Like the highest and the pinnacle of Islam is sacrificing yourself for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jal, defending the faith and defending, you know, the weak and vulnerable against the enemy. All these, of course, very special moments when someone spills their blood for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to raise the La ilaha illallah. It's a great thing. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that everybody, when they die and they go to their grave, they will be questioned, the very famous questions. Who's your Lord? What's your deen? Who the man that you followed? Except for shuhada, they were spared that moment. Why? Because them fighting for the sake of Allah and spilling their blood for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jal, enough testimony for that truthfulness. They don't have to be tested after that. I mean, enough test to fight, be in the battlefield. So, and that's why they're in Jannah, they have the highest level of rewards. In al-Jannah, as the Prophet ﷺ mentioned, their arwah fi hawasil tayrin khudr will be flying with these beautiful green birds. You know, in Jannah, when everybody's ruh is in a very special chamber with their bodies until the day of resurrection, the arwah and the souls of the shuhada will be in Jannah. So there's so many things in terms of the reward for the martyrs or shuhada. But here the Prophet ﷺ is telling us, there are people who take the effort and make the planning and the circumstances put them in a position where they have to defend their faith and themselves until they die as shuhada. And they get the reward for that by the virtue, of course, of fighting for themselves and fighting for the vulnerable and the weak and so on until they die. And there are other people who take that same reward and same status if they die in bed. How so? He said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, man sa'ala Allah تعالى الشهادة بالصدق. If someone sincerely ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if someone from the bottom of their heart genuinely asking Allah azza wa jal to make them among the shuhada, like, can you imagine that level of sincerity and level of focus and attention on that? When you keep asking, Ya Rab, Ya Allah, like, this person is eager to be in that position. Even if they die on their bed, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knew how truthful they were with their intentions, Allah Azza wa Jal will grant them the status of a shuhada even if they die on their beds. Like, wow. Like some people, they had to go through the whole process and the effort and the sacrifice just to get that level. And others with sincerity in their hearts, because they've never had the chance of maybe the opportunity or the circumstances, but in their heart they were so sincere that they would love to be in that position, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give them that reward for it. This same thing was mentioned in many ahadith from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Like when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned about someone who's poor, but this person gets the reward of giving charity even though he had no money. Like this person, he wishes, if I had money, I would give. He didn't have much. But his sincerity in making that dua, that if Allah gave him money, he will give so much and so, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knew their truthfulness in their hearts, and he rewarded them as if they have done it. He will reward them just like the other person who gives his money out in charity. And that's another example over here. You make that dua sincerely in the heart, from your heart, and Allah will put you in that position, even if that person dies on their bed. Now, why saying die on their bed? Because dying on their bed is what, Jama'ah? Is that an honorable death? And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all an honorable death, Ya Rabbil Alameen. But dying on your bed is it's natural death, probably, perhaps, right? And I don't know how much honor there in that. Khalid bin Walid radiallahu ta'ala wa rada, Saifullah al-Maslul, the unsheathed sword of Allah Azza wa Jal. He was on the back of his horse and camel for months and years, fighting for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jal, from battle to battle, from battlefield to battlefield, from one army to another army. He did all of that. And after all that journey, he's one of the greatest generals in the history of mankind, not just in Islam. After all that journey, he dies on his bed. Did he like it? Of course he wasn't like it. He was so sour about it. He was so sour about dying on his bed. He gave his very famous statement when he says, "Qal, I swear to God, I've been in this much and that much of battles and battlefields, and there is no space, there's no place on my body that doesn't have a scar because of a cut from a sword or a spear or this and that and so on." He goes, like, "I've been chasing death after death. I've been chasing after it. I never met it." And then he says, "And here I am dying on my bed, just like the camel does." And then he gave his very famous words. He says, "Qal fala namat a'yunul jubana." Let the eyes of the coward have no rest. Let the eyes of the coward have no rest. Like, I will go chase after death, and I just take all the risk you can imagine. But it doesn't come to me because Allah did not destine death to come in that moment for me. So those who are afraid of death, Jama'ah, what are you afraid of? If it's your time, it's your time. If not, take the risk that might bring you, inshallah, to the fame in the dunya and in the akhirah. But you're just going to have to take those risks. And here the Prophet ﷺ says that even if that person dies on their bed, if they had that sincerity in their heart about it, Allah will give them the manazil and the status of al-shuhada. May Allah give us the status, Ya Rabbil Alameen. Wallahu alam. Any question, Jama'ah? All right, bismillah. Be brave, Jama'ah. As-salamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.